Om Ajnana Timaranda Shivananjana Sarataya Chakshura Viditam Dina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Ukam Kuroti Vachalam Pankam Lagayate Garim Yat Kripata Maham Bande Shri Gurum Dina Tarinam Maum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavani Pasthityade Satarine. My dear and most respected spiritual master and eternal father, please accept my most humble and respectful obeisances in the dust of your most merciful lotus feet. All glories to your divine grace, all glories to you, Srila Prabhupada. I wish to affirm my acceptance of you as the captain of the ship, namely, the sacred devotional scriptures which are forever directing this valuable human form of life's activities toward the ultimate attainment of the soul's otherwise endless journey. By your divine teachings and personal inspiration, you are continuously guiding us in our efforts to cross over the dangerous ocean of material existence. From Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto. You think that we have met your goodness by the will of providence, just so that we may accept you as captain of the ship for those who desire to cross the difficult ocean of Kali, which deteriorates all the good qualities of a human being. Your magnificent gift of Srimad Bhagavatam, replete with your highly potent Bhaktivedanta purports, packed with endless potent instructions on how to fulfill the directives given by Srila Vyasadeva, is one of the greatest solaces in my life. I truly cherish this gift you have given us, Srila Prabhupada. By first-hand experience, I am firmly convinced that what you wrote in Srimad Bhagavatam's dedication page to your Guru Maharaj also applies to you regarding your Bhaktivedanta purports. That is, he lives forever by his divine instructions, and a follower lives with him. I want to remain forever with you, Srila Prabhupada. By your divine grace, you have given us such a simple and sublime means to be forever with you. When acharyas, this is a quote from the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 2, when acharyas completely take shelter under your lotus feet in order to cross the fierce ocean of nescience, they leave behind on earth the method by which they cross, and because you are very merciful to your other devotees, you accept this method to help them. Here is one of innumerable examples in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 29, Lord Kapila instructs, therefore, I do not find a greater person than he who has no interest outside of mind and who therefore engages and dedicates all his activities and all his life, everything, unto me without cessation. How to fulfill this instruction without cessation, and so many others, similar high-level attainments outlined within the sacred scriptures. It's detailed again and again by your divine grace. Your purports carry the mercy, particles of empowerment to fulfill these most elevated teachings. You are my life and soul. As I gave a series of college lectures this semester on spiritual economics, one outstanding realization I had is that you gave us all that we needed to know about this now trendy topic. Everything is in Srila Prabhupada's books. I find great delight in declaring boldly to one and all. Factually, it is so. Inspired by your unequaled kindness, I have taken part in a number of retreats and related events intended to help share this infinite mercy you are freely bestowing. I am delighted to report to you that the innate Krishna consciousness of those who join in these retreats and festivals becomes intensely magnified and literally transformed like magic. in such powerful Vaishnava Sangha. The power of sharing your divine teachings with others in such forms is absolutely awesome. Great attention is paid at these retreats to increasing the quality of daily chanting, striving more and more and consistently to chant with greater taste and attraction to the holy name. I am gaining so much from these experiences, Srila Prabhupada. I know that others are too. This gives much additional solace to the soul, knowing that you are thereby pleased very much as well. There is a sociological shift taking place here in North America. Wherever I travel in service to you, Srila Prabhupada, I find young Americans who are stepping forward with great eagerness to solidly take up a life dedicated to the high ideals found in your teachings. They somehow receive a book, read it, and want to apply these teachings in pure devotional service very directly in their lives. This tendency was just not there for over a decade. These young Americans just want guidance, and they want the genuine experience of a life in pure devotion. It is very inspiring. I only pray that we provide the havens of shelter and loving reciprocation for these newcomers so that they continue joyfully and enthusiastically on their journey to Krishna in the association of your followers. All these experiences are giving me the strength needed to execute the ever-mounting set of responsibilities you are placing before me. These duties are not lightweight, they are heavy. However, I feel your presence strongly in my day-to-day life. This gives me the courage and support I need to move forward. I also see others, younger devotees, stepping forward to assist your mission in various responsible ways, which is likewise very encouraging. Please guide us, those who are carrying love for you in our hearts as the sole principle we live for, to manifest loving relationships among ourselves as we perform our diverse services. I am confident that this will please you very, very much. Manifesting genuine loving relationships represents the future leadership of your movement. Begging for your eternal service and association, Srila Prabhupada, I remain your servant, Prabhupada Swami. Srila Prabhupada ki.